So, there's one more angle on balanced effort that I wanted to introduce. So I'll say a few things and then we can just have another little exercise to give it a go and before closing. And this is, I want to introduce the idea of concentration and relaxation as a sort of polarity. So I'd like to put something on the screen. I think I'll try just putting it on myself. It might be easier than getting the team to do it. So just, is this working? Can you see a Word document
Yes, I can.
on top of which it says polarity map? Good. Okay, so I just wanted that picture on the screen, really. So, yes, concentration and relaxation. They're both qualities of absorption. So absorption, a word for samadhi, which is what we're cultivating in both the mindfulness of breathing and the metta bhavana. It's perhaps most immediately straightforwardly apparent in the mindfulness of breathing that the state of mindfulness that we're cultivating is a state of concentration. And it's a very relaxed state. Yeah. So it's not that there's a balance point between the two where you've got just enough concentration, just enough relaxation, but not too much concentration and not too much relaxation. Actually, you want as much as possible of both, really. It's more that each one of these can counter a potential downside in the other. So, can you actually see my mouse as I'm moving it around? Yeah, cool. So, concentration has lovely quality of one-pointedness, of continuity of attention. It's very sort of grounded, sitting like a mountain, sort of stable quality. But it can have a downside if it becomes hard, willful, tight. So these are just three adjectives, but there are ways in which concentration can be quite a painful experience to be in. Relaxation has lovely positive qualities of openness, spaciousness. It's a very natural state, uncontrived, unfabricated, simply being. All of these qualities are sort of suggestive of relaxation to me, or relaxation is suggestive of those qualities. All very positive qualities. And it sometimes can become rather vague, rather sleepy, wandering off. Directionlessness, directionless, purpose, lacking a sense of purpose. So the point about a polarity map is that if you find that you're in the downside of one of these, the thing to do is to cultivate the opposite. Yeah. So this is actually one of the traditional ways of working on hindrances is to cultivate the opposite. So if I find that I'm vague, sleepy, lost, directionless, wandering aimlessly about, the counter for that is to bring in more concentration. Yeah. Now, one thing I've certainly used to do when I endeavored to bring in more concentration was to try harder. And that wasn't very successful because I'm just bringing in this quality of hardness. Another thing that I used to try and do, which also wasn't very successful, was to tighten the focus. Yeah, so focus in a more, well, tighter sort of way. And again, that wasn't very helpful because it was bringing in tightness. So I don't want my meditation to be tight and hard. So what's more helpful in my, well, for me, what I find more helpful is to have a sense of kind of dialing up the intensity of the practice, particularly the intensity of presence. Yeah. So this is another word that doesn't get so much usage in Buddhist meditation context, but presence, very close to awareness. There's a way in which we're just being present with our experience, being present to our experience. And that can have a certain level of intensity. And there's a sort of way in which you can kind of turn that up a bit. You can just make a point of really being present to your experience. And presence is very expansive and spacious, you know, so that's turning up the intensity of presence doesn't have this quality of tightening. So that's my suggestion if you find your vague, sleepy directionless, bring in some positive quality of concentration. Conversely, if you find that your experience is getting kind of hard, tight, willful, driven, bit of a battle, then the thing to do is to relax. You know, relax into open, spacious awareness. And the point here is to relax into the practice, not to relax out of the practice. You know? So you can get a feel for what the difference is between relaxing into the practice and relaxing out of the practice at each stage. The first thing we do in meditation is we adopt a meditation sitting posture. And then the next thing to do is to relax into that posture. So it's very immediately apparent how this works with posture, because if you just take a very poised, alert posture so that the upper body is balanced on the sitting bones, and one of the things about balance is that you no longer need to use muscle to the alertness. Yeah. And conversely, relaxing out of the posture is very obvious. It's just slumping, it's falling backwards, it's letting the chair support my weight, sort of thing. So that's a lovely metaphor for this basic movement of establishing and then relaxing into. Yeah. So the next thing we do once the posture is in place is we center our attention on a chosen focus, a chosen object. So maybe this is the experience of the breath. And then we relax into that centered attention. Yeah. Yeah. So it's a bit more subtle than the physical level. So on a physical level, you can really see what you're doing. The next thing in the meditation is more kind of happening in the mind. We're centering our attention, then we're relaxing into, sort of into the space of awareness which has this particular point of focus in the center. So we're relaxing into this open receptivity that surrounds the center of attention. And the last one I've put down, this is a bit more subtle, relaxing into the clarity of awareness rather than into distraction. But I think it's pretty clear what relaxing into distraction is all about. You know, if you've had enough of endeavoring to be productive today and you switch on the television, not caring what is on show, just so there's something, that's relaxing into distraction. It's possible to relax into clarity, yeah, rather than into distraction. I'll just leave that with you as a possibility. I think we've all got experience of what relaxing into distraction is like. It's possible to relax into clarity. Okay, so that's relaxing, yeah? So if you find that your experience is kind of hard, tight, willful, relax, but relax into the practice rather than out of it. If you find that it's all gone vague, sleepy, directionless. Bring in some qualities of concentration, but bring them in and find a way of bringing a quality of concentration in that isn't hard and tight. Yeah. So one sort of dialing up the intensity of presence, that's a good one that works for me. Taking an interest, that's another good one. Yeah, if you sort of take an interest in the actual felt experience, say of the breath, I'm using the mindfulness of breathing as my main example. It's got an actual texture to it, an actual sort of unique experiential signature to it. Take an interest in that. Okay, so that's polarity maps in a nutshell. You'll notice there's more in the handout. So do have a look at the handout afterwards. I think this section on Bhavna is very helpful as well. So you're probably aware that the Metta Bhavna is a Bhavna practice, cultivation and development. You may not be aware that the mindfulness of breathing, the original term for that is the Anapanasati Bhavana. It's a Bhavana practice. So these are both cultivation and development practices, which involve bringing in a certain quality of effort. So that's hence the balanced effort, the quality of effort that we want to bring in. Okay. So what I'd like to do now is just one more little exercise to invite us to explore the sort of agility of responsiveness, of just keeping in mind this polarity and responding to where we're at. Okay, so let's give that a go. So beginning again by finding your meditation posture. So it's a posture that's got a sort of alertness to it. And once we've adopted that posture, we're relaxing into the posture. So relaxing is coming in into this alert posture. And then next, we're choosing to center our attention on a particular experience. So I'm choosing the experience of the breath as it first enters the body. And with that center of attention in place, I'm now relaxing around that. So there's an open, spacious awareness around this chosen point of experience at the center. And I'm relaxing into that open spaciousness. We're going to spend a little time just here, just at this point, this relaxed, centered attention. Now, if you find that you're drifting off, your attention is wandering, then bringing your center of attention back and see if you can just dial up the intensity of presence, the quality of being really present to this experience. Just a little bit, just dial it up a little bit. And if, again, only if you find there's a certain tightness coming in, it might be a tightening of the muscles in the body, or it might be a sort of contraction in the space of awareness, a sort of tightening of focus. Then relax into the practice, relax into open receptivity. Relax into balance and poise. And if you can get that way of relaxing into the practice, maybe you can get a sense of how it is to relax into the clarity of awareness. So this particular experience is just here, present. Now, like a clear jewel on an expanse of velvet. So from a position of poise and balance, we can really let go. Let go of any endeavor to try to be centered into just being centered. And now gradually in your own time, bringing the practice to a close. opening your eyes, coming back to this shared space that we have together.